Jolene, it's a pleasure to talk with you. And I know over the years, you've been a real career woman in agriculture, helping families understand, you know, what they need to do to be successful. You know, in agriculture, is that one of the challenges and yet great things is that so many families are doing business together?
Well, there's nothing better or worse than being in business with family members. But I really believe, Dan, that if you want to honor the family, you've got to do the business right. I mean, that's how you demonstrate your love and your caring and making a business profitable enough so the business and the family can continue. So we're going to have a great time at this Advancing Women Conference in that breakout session where we're going to talk about the top 10 mistakes that break up a family business.
Now, also, when we think about your plenary message as well, you're kind of focusing on letting go of the rope. Isn't that kind of dangerous?
No, not if you're in a hot air balloon. You don't want that balloon launched and you're hanging on. And that's what this is based on, because it actually happened when a balloon was taking off from our farmstead. But the bottom line, again, on that one is that the pace, the people, the process, and the products for agriculture have all changed, but have we? And I'm going to hit us over the head and wake us up, because today's consumers, we have to understand that the value of what we do is in the eye of the purchaser, not the producer. It's in the eye of the consumer and not the creator. So in agribusiness and in production agriculture and those who nurture and support this industry, we have to take a look at what we do through some different eyes. So the only way you can soar higher and learn new things is to let go of the old stuff. And so we need to let go of that rope.
How else do you hope to sort of inspire women, both by what you've done and your message?
And one of the most inspirational things that happens at this conference is they're sitting next to their sisters in agriculture from a diverse background. And we need to honor all of those. For agriculture, it might be local organic, farmers market, CSA, agritourism. It could be conventional and commercial. In all the industries, the cooperatives, the companies, the associations that support agriculture, there is benefit to everybody in everyone's role. So it is my hope that you sit next to someone and you take a look at them and you shake their hand and you say a little bit, but find out about them. Why are they there? What makes them tick? So this is a great opportunity to network and to grow and to expand your horizons, because I'm not coming to this conference for show. I'm coming because I want people to learn something, enjoy the journey, and do something different because they have been at this conference.